Okay, good morning. Today's class is in Zchut of Anonymous for Bracha Ora Bas Miriam Shidach. Azita Bat Helena Shayer Tikva Bat Sara Sara Tylia Bat Rivka for marriage. Anonymous for the four Shalem of Shimon Ben Leah for the strengthening the mental and emotional spiritual well-being of Benny Ben Miriam and the rest of the family, in addition to Ethan, Gabriel, Ben Sarah, and Am Yisrael, in honor of my children, birthdays, also Ananel and Yosef Ben Yosefa. Zot Hashem, also in Leunishmat, Tzion Ben Nema, and Leunishmat Yerchmal Diyan Ben Gedalia, and also in successful Lishem Ema, Gadi Elben Yisheva, Shem Ben Yisheva, Emma, Shem Reina Malkova, Toba Basha, and Shefa Ben Yisheva, and Rufo Shalema,
Chaya
Bas Rivka,
Israel Ben Dora,
Salomon Ben Alisa. Okay, B'zrat Hashem, today's class, very, very powerful class. This is a class that should be little. I think every couple of weeks, this class should be. It's just such a reminder. This class is so important, which is we're going to do lesson 272 and lesson 61. Your relationship to time is very, very important. I could say that a lot of anxiety is an accumulation of time. If you listen to Edgar Tolle's book, The Power of Now, which is a very, very hot book, and it's been hot for years, and The Untethered Soul, there's these two books that are very, very popular. They're both, the reason why people are so love these books is because they get you out of your own head. They get you out of your own head, and they recognize you are not your head. That's the first step. It's very, very important, because if I think I am my head, if I think I am my brain, I'm done. I am my thoughts, I'm done. Because whatever I think about, I'm going to go with it. And Reb Nachman's going to tell us even a better solution for this, which is even greater. It's not enough just to stand there outside and play defense. You know, if I just want to wake up and say, I want to play defense today, I can't just play defense in life. And just there's a certain amount of negativity that I could defend and a certain amount of negativity that I could deal with. That is not the answer. Because if I just deal with the negativity itself, and just this is what people do, they wake up, react. Okay, how can I have a... I just need to make it through the day. I just get me through this day. And that's already a problem. That's a kotzer ruach mindset. That's my spirit is... My mindset's off. I can't make it. I have my emotions are taking over. Let me just make it through the day. That is not good. That means there's a problem. There's a problem. There's a lack of consciousness. Basically, if you don't grow in life, the Yetzirah, the ego, is going to take over you. And Reb Nachman tells us very, very simple this. It's so pretty much simple, but yet so deep. And he says, God is beyond time, as is brought. This is the matter of truth, and it's very amazing and mysterious. It is impossible for a human being to comprehend it. But no, time essentially stems from nothing but our deficient comprehension. Because our intellects are limited, because for the greater the intellect, the more time contracts and is nullified. This little line is, you should just practically tattoo. Time is nothing. God is beyond time. All of our pain and all of our anxieties are coming from this relationship with time. You know, the stock market went down last week. How long is it going to take me to recover? That's an element of time in your brain. Oh my God, it could take a month to recover my money. Next thing you know, you need to panic. And next thing you know, you need to be upset. And next thing you know, you need to check the market every single day. Because all of a sudden, you're associating, it could take 2 months for it to come back. Take a week to come back. Wait, 3 days to come back. But your relationship to time is a problem. You break up an engagement. It takes a year to break up an engagement. How long am I going to be in another relationship? How long is it going to take me to find the zivug? Again, that's an element of time. It's your imagination of saying this is going to take about because of the way you're looking at something. How long is it going to take me to be successful? How long? And when you wake up like that, you wake up defeated. When you're in the moment, time doesn't bother you. Because you're in the process. It's a process. You're in the moment. Time doesn't bother you. There's no accumulation of time. The same thing. Why does everybody have such a hard time davening? Such a hard time learning? How long is the class? How long is the prayer? How long is this? The first thing they ask is, how long is it? Right? Because they know. They associate this as not a spiritual experience. Associated as a draining. Because what happens is, if I'm trying to daven and I'm not in the moment, yes, davening is going to be extremely, extremely heavy. Let's say practically, your relationship with your wife, your relationship with Shalom Bayit is a drag. If I tell you, listen, your wife's holding the keys to your parnasa. If you make her happy, you're going to be successful. Every conversation you have with her, you will be so present that you will not have, your ADHD will go away. Everything will go away. You will be present because she's recognizing if I make her happy, if I'm present, Hashem's going to bless me. All of a sudden, that relationship with your wife changed. Instead of before she tells you to do something, oh, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? Do you understand? Your relationship to time becomes heavy when you associate, when you're not conscious, when you're not aware, when you're not present in any situation in your life. And this is, again, it's all rooted in our imagination. Because when you don't have intellect, what do you have? Imagination. You can't have either. Either you have intellect, you're in the moment, or you have imagination. You can't have both. So your degree of anxiety and your degree of confusions and your degree of all these bilbulim, it's all rooted in your imagination, which comes from an absence of consciousness. And this is why the price for not growing is imagination. The price for not growing is imagination. And once imagination takes over, it makes everything impossible. It makes everything anxious. You start comparing. You start to just. This is the root of the problem. And this is where we find that God's name, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, indicates that He transcends times. He was, He is, and He will be. We spoke about the other class before, about the holy Rav Yitzchok Berdichev. It says that the way to draw something from the future into the present, it already exists. How do you bring it into the present? You have to have faith. And if in order to have faith, you have to be completely present. Emunah is being present. Where anxiety and everything else is not being present. And this is where we start seeing in our lives, when we start getting exhausted, when we start getting anxious, we start craving, it's because our minds are not in the right place. We're not aware. You have a good, you're listening to somebody, you're having a great conversation, time flies. You have a conversation where you don't like the person, time becomes, oh my God, when am I getting out of here? You go on a date, you love the person, time 3-4 hours in the morning, you don't even know what happened to time. But when you're not in the moment, how long is it, when am I getting out of here? And that's how you know you're present or not. The pressure of getting out, the pressure of escaping the moment, and the Yetzirah's number one job is to tell you nothing is enough. Nothing's enough. You're never doing enough. You're always failing. You're never getting enough. So it makes you chase until you get nothing. That's his job, to make you run. And this is why the ultimate tikkun is being present and staying in the moment. And we're prone to have this, especially when we daven, and we're prone to have this anytime you're doing something good. Anytime you're doing something good, spiritual, Yetzirah is going to go attack you. Rav Nachman tells us in lesson 30 that you're going to have bilbulim. As soon as you start praying, bilbulim. Next thing you know, this comes up, that comes up, this comes up, I got to do this, all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're watching Netflix, nothing happens, but the minute you start davening, boom! You got 100 to-do lists that you're not doing. No, I've never seen a guy get anxious at watching Netflix. He's not thinking about a million things. He's zoned in on the TV because the Yetzirah leaves him alone. He leaves you alone when you're watching Netflix. But when you're doing something that's good for you, here comes the attacks, here comes the bilbulim. At least we have to know this. You have to know this, that confusion is okay when something as good is happening. That means you're onto something. That means there's a price you have to, because you're that desire is going to develop it. And this is where Rav Nachman tells us. The world, the intellect, a person's intellect and imagination completely are either the imagination's running the show, when the imagination is dominant, time expands, stretches out, and confuses us. But when a person is present and his intellect, time contracts for him. He's got focus, this way they tell you to make a to-do list, get focused. Do not, very successful people, they already pick out their outfit the night before. Sometimes they wear the same thing because they're not going to spend their head, their mind on decision fatigue. What am I going to wear? What am I not going to wear? All of this causes time. They can't spend an hour picking out an outfit and getting anxious about what you're going to wear. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, you wasted an hour in your head. You understand? We have to get out of our heads. And this is the concept of time. Rav Nachman tells us in Likutei Etzos, he says, a person with complete dot knows that all the time in the world is really nothing. Time essentially stems from a deficient dot. The greater one's intellect, the more one sees and comprehends that time doesn't really exist. We can actually feel this, how time flies like in a passing shadow. And in a cloud, it soon disappears. And he says here, when if a person has the right determination, he's able to steal time. That's why our sages say you have to steal time for Torah. You have to steal, even if you don't feel like it, you have to steal it. Because the only reason why we don't want to feel it is because we're our head's somewhere else. And sometimes people are in a relationship, can I do better? You're not in the relationship. Because if you already think you could do better, that's why they ask many times, is this my soulmate? Is that not my soulmate? It will be your soulmate if you make it work. You understand? But if we always think we could do better, we're in a relationship, we're not present, and then time just becomes, you know, time just becomes very, very heavy. And that's all due to a lack of comprehension of time. In Likutei Halachot, Rav Nachman writes that the essence of time is rooted in the concept of wait until I compose myself. Rav Nachman tells us here that implies the concept of patience. Rav Nachman explains that the world was created for free will. So we have free will in our lives, and that's where the Yetzer Hara tests you, and he takes over your mind, etc. And we know this example from Moshe Rabbeinu. He was coming down, 6 hours? And next thing you know, they're serving a golden calf. Because that 6 hours, the Yetzer Hara freaked them out and says, look, Moshe Rabbeinu died. All in their imagination. If they were in the moment, they would have never gone through. You could just see how the Torah, how time becomes a bilbul in our head. How many people in our recovery centers, they go relapse, they jump the fences. I can't wait 30 days to be clean. Time becomes, because they're not growing. So the less you grow, the more time, the more anxious you're going to be. And this is also a product of this generation of the Instagram, compare yourself to everybody else, unrealistic goals. And here you are, you're watching everybody else pretend to hit their goals, and you're not hitting your goals, and you're watching everybody else. And then time just, the comparison just creates a tremendous amount of anxiety and depression. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane and start growing. That's your job. This is what you're born in this world for. Stay in your lane and try to be the best you can be. Do not compare yourself to anybody. That's also rooted in imagination. Oh, look at this guy. He's 25. He's a billionaire. And I'm making $20 an hour. What do you think you're going to get? An anxiety attack. What is your job looking at with this guy? How do you know he's not going to lose it? But what is your job even if he loses it or not? It's not your business if he loses it or not. That's showing you your imagination is not taking care of you. And then what happens? Well, you don't show up to anything with presence, and then you're always running after the next thing. You know, in Miami, I think this is called the show me state. Is it Miami called the show me state? I don't know which Mississippi. There's a state, show me state. Show me. Stay present. But this is where you see the rewards for his bodhidut. And the rewards for doing good meditation, you get that calmness, that you don't have to run anywhere. This is exactly where I need to be. This is exactly my lane. You get that peace. And then once you get that peace, your besimcha things come to you. You start attracting versus always running out in this time element. But it's all the Yetzirah, which is all rooted in time. And Rav Nachman tells us here, expanding this thought, Rav Nachman explains the man's task in this world is to perfect his dat, so he merits to transcend time. So just ask yourself practically, any time that you are anxious, you're not present, you're thinking about some kind of outcome obsession, social comparison, self-absorption, you're not in the moment. If you're in the moment, you wouldn't be anxious. You would not be anxious. Time doesn't exist because you're creating time. And a new moment is constantly being recreated. And this is where I saw this interview yesterday with Rabbi Wywood Jacobson and the author of The Guy Who, The Body Keeps Score. And you could see how much, unfortunately, when people, trauma victims, how much time has taken place in their lives. And they felt like they've been robbed of time. But the way to get that back is, you have to understand, how do you get that back? You take control of your life. That person already has done so much damage in your life. They took 10 years off your life. How much longer can we talk about this? Start creating a new life. Take control back. That's how I get my life back. There's a time to talk about Egypt, and there's a time to get the hell out of Egypt. And that's what we need to understand. And this is why our sages says you're not allowed to go back to Egypt. You're not allowed to go back to, of course you have to feel, you have to grieve, you have to heal, but then you have to get out of Egypt. And our sages say there's nothing left to do in Egypt. You're not even allowed to go visit Egypt. You know why? Because the sparks are gone. There's nothing left there. There's nothing left in Egypt. There's no spark to be elevated there anymore. Nothing for you to do in the past anymore. And that the past is creating, it's stealing the present moment today. And this is where the most important thing, when you're anxious, when you're overwhelmed, stop. Calm down, feel it, let it come up. And this you'll realize it's just an accumulation of time and you're not present. If you were present, you wouldn't be in that state. This is the price if you don't grow. It's not like if I don't, I have to play offense. Because if I don't play offense, I'm going to all of a sudden be in reaction mode. It's not an option where the Torah says, yeah, come learn a little bit, listen to a class. If you don't play offense, if you don't grow your mindset, you're going to constantly get hit in the back. And this is why a malik, doubt, doesn't hit you in the front. It hits you in the back. And this is the problem today, is we're playing too much defense. And we're wondering, why am I not scoring? Because time takes over you. Time takes over you. Why do you think? We have massive offense. Every day you have a class. Every day. It's not, you can't stop playing. You can't stop moving. Once you stop moving, forget it. This is what Reb Nachman says. Keep on moving. Either you're running or you're returning, but keep on moving. Because as long as you're growing, your dot is going to expand. The minute your dot expands and you're in a good mindset, time does not bother you. You're patient. You have a goal in front of you. You're not concerned about outcome obsession. You're not concerned about social comparison. Who cares about the whole... Who cares? Nobody cares. Nobody's going to save you. You're going to save yourself. And once you understand that, you ask Hashem every single day, Hashem, give me that. Give me that. Give me that. Give me offense. Give me offense. I don't want to play defense anymore. If you're playing defense too much, and you can look at it as a football game. They look at time of possession. What team has the most time of possession? And you'll see who's winning the game. The team that has the most time of possession wins the game. They drag them out. They exhaust them. And this is the Yetzer Hara. It's a big message in football. You see, even in football, you can get a Kabbalistic lesson. You got to get the time of possession. You have to be the one controlling that, expanding your mind. You know, big tzaddikim, they don't have these anxiety attacks. They don't have these. It's only people that are running and chasing and looking at this and watching everybody else make money. This is the mindset. They don't have the right mindset. They're into that running with no dot. No dot. And you ask them, here, let me give you a little dot. No, not for me. It's not for me. Okay, go play defense all your life. And this is where he's saying, this is the reason he explains that the imagination is the true seat of man's free will. And this is one more thing that I said, because of this virus and the people are playing so much defense in this virus, and this is it's gotten so crazy, that people lost their imagination. People stopped dreaming, people stopped thinking about goals. All they're thinking about is, am I going to get sick or not? That's all they're thinking about. You could see people's faces. There's no happiness, there's no joy, there's no goals, there's no... manifesting. It's all, am I getting sick or not? Virus, this, all defensive. And this is what we're doing. They're playing defensive. And this is where Reb Nachman says a person should think about the words written and understand this. You have to ask yourself practically, how much offense am I producing? What am I learning every day? How am I growing every day? What am I doing? If you're not growing, you're declining. Period. You're declining in your imagination. That's the way it works. There's nothing else as simple as that. The more you grow, the more less. For example, you know, especially when you have a situation in life, you have to give meaning to it right away. It's very, very important you give to it meaning right away. Because if you don't give it meaning right away, what's going to happen? You're going to get stuck all day long and thinking, well, it could have been this, it could have been that, it could have been this, it could have been that. Right away, I won or I learned. Let's say you had a failure. Let's say you had a divorce. Okay? You either won or you learned. If you didn't win... you learned. Okay, I learned the lesson. Now I know what to do for the next situation. Instead of, is it my fault? Is it her fault? Is it this? Is it that? Is it this? Am I ever going to get married again? Blah, 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 blah. It's all of this stuck. It's a big cholent in your head. And it's all you're doing is defending. You're not going to win if you are defending. You're going to win if you are scoring. And you need to score. The way you score is by growth, prayer, and give meaning to things and getting out of your head. Because how could your creator talk to you if you're full of garbage all day long? How could your creator talk to you if you're in imagination mode? Imagine how in the world can he speak to you? How could he communicate with you if you're not present to be there? You know, I'm talking to this guy here. You know, we take attendance. Is he here? No, he's not here. How can he communicate with you? And this is where sometimes the greatest thing that can happen is hitting rock bottom or failing, because it forces you to start all over. It's a gift from God by sometimes failing so you can start all over. Because when you're hitting a C in life, it's better to get an F so you can get an A than just ride around with a C. And this is what we need to understand that. All time, Lekutei Halachot, Rav Nachman says, all time in the entire world, past, future, is absolutely nothing in compared to a single day of the world to come. Time is non-existence because the world to come is beyond time. And this is where another thing, when a person also, you know, he thinks he, also he says very, very simple, Rav Nachman also writes that the main role to sin is that the inclination tricks a person into imagining that he has to fulfill this desire immediately. In reality, if he would be patient to get over the hump, he would wait and time would go by. And you know this clearly, you're fasting on Yom Kippur, you get that hunger strike. It comes, it goes, it comes and goes. Yes, you're hungry, and then it goes. But you made a decision, you can't eat on Yom Kippur. We have to do the same thing for our sins. You have a craving, it only lasts about 12 minutes, 13 minutes, 14 minutes, and then it goes away. You have to be able to be patient and recognize it's just imagination. It's not reality. And once you do this, you'll have tremendous amount of self-control, which will lead you to happiness, which will lead you to everything else. But if we don't have this, we are always, always recognizing that the time is constantly, constantly taking over us. This is why dat is not an option. When you have dat, you have everything. When you don't have dat, you have absolutely nothing. And this is where Rav Nachman says in Lekutei Tefillah, it's a beautiful prayer. I must proclaim, Hashem has told me, you are my son, today I brought you into my being. Master of the world, you are the one who lives and exists forever and ever. You remain unchanging before you created me, the world, and after you created it. Because you transcend all time, everything in time is just nothing but a blink of an eye. In your vast compassion, give me the awareness and true perfected consciousness to emerge from beneath time and know, understand, and realizing that all time is nothing. It's all vanity. Like, for example, today on Sundays, I take my kids myself for 3 hours, which are like handling triplets. If I say, oh my God, I have 3 hours with my kids today, you know how upset I'm going to be? I'm going to get, by the whole days, by the time I get to 3 hours, I'm going to be so stressed out that I'm not even going to have the energy to deal with them. But I say, oh, what a great challenge every Sunday. Triplet Sunday for 3 hours. And I get through it. We have fun. I don't pay attention to time. And time flies. But the minute I said, how long is this going to be? I'm exhausted. Blah, 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 blah. And it's just the time doesn't stop. It feels like 10 hours. You understand? This is because your association with it is, wow, let's make it a fun activity. It's how you relate it. What your relationship to time with that event is. If I'm present, time flies. If I'm not present and I'm thinking about something else, time takes forever. And this applies to absolutely everything in your life, whether it be exercise, whether it be dealing with people that are problematic, anything, it's an all thing. And he says, it's all vanity, all days are like a passing shadow. In truth, there's no time at all for a person who possesses true awareness and mindfulness. You're going to recognize and the virus will be gone and you'll never talk about it again. You'll never talk about it again. And you'll recognize, oh my God, how much time did I spend on this virus talking about it all day long, and the boosters, and the vaccine. And it'll be gone. And you're like, what the hell did I do with all this time? How much time was wasted on this? What did I do? All the time results from an absence of consciousness. With your awareness wonders, you remove people's awareness. Listen to this concept, very deep. He says, sometimes your creator will remove your awareness so you experience time, and that causes suffering. This is why the importance of surrendering. When you surrender to God and you recognize there's no time, He doesn't remove your awareness. When He removes your awareness, you will feel the suffering and time in life. This is why when you feel off, you have to come back and cry out to God, please give me back my mind. He can open up your mind and He can close your mind in 1 minute. And the answer to that is humility. And the answer to that is humility. And he tells us here, help us from this exile, terrible exile. that have taught us that all time and how time and rescues our souls from the bitterness of this long exile, help us from the constant needing to sin and instant gratification. You know how many people, if I don't have it now, I lose my mind. How many drug addicts have this concept? Time to them is forever. What, you have to wait in therapy for 30 days? Time 30 days for them, 30 days is a jail sentence. Because there's so instant gratification. So the way you fix something is literally the opposite of what got you there. But the ultimate goal, like Rav Nachman's telling us here, do what you did in the beginning and there will never be an end. Play offense. Wake up in the morning and say, today I want to score. I'm tired. I want to score. I want to score. I want to grow today. I want to grow my consciousness. That growth will result in you becoming a more resilient, calmer person. But people that want to do this with just playing defense, take away my anxiety, take away my this, instead of saying, grow, so you don't have that. Let me eat better instead of take away my diabetes. Automatically it's going to get better. You understand? We're hitting the wrong channel. We're hitting the wrong channel. Let me not get sick when I eat this hot dog. Don't eat the hot dog. Eat better. We're hitting the wrong angle. You understand? Too much defensive. Too much mochem kadnut. Go offense. Grow every day. Have a set time to learn. Have a set time. Have a set time to pray. That is how you grow your consciousness. When you do that, time doesn't bother you so much. Because you're in the moment. But when you don't do that, what do you expect? But imagination. And we're going to get the same lesson in life until we pass it. And this is where, you know, Albert Einstein says, you know, insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. And this is insanity today. Doing the same thing and expecting somebody to save you in a parachute and say, today's your lucky day to be saved. And, you know, it's not going to come. Grow, anxiety goes away, you become a calmer person, time doesn't bother you, you'll become more successful in general because you'll attract more and chase less. You're not always going to wake up, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that. That lack in heaven is not good because you're always showing you're lacking. You're not showing you're grateful for anything. And it's all rooted in the element of time. Time. May Hashem help us all, that we should all nullify time. This is a very important, every 2 weeks we should talk about this concept of time. I can't express to you, anytime I get a little frazzled, right away I go back to this Torah. My relationship with time is changing. It's becoming heavy. That means I'm not aware. I need to pick up my learning, I need to strengthen myself spiritually. Then that anxiety automatically goes away. So I know right away, if there's anxiety, there's time in my head, it's because my learning is not on, I'm spiritually off. So what do I need to do? Heavy into spirituality automatically rectifies that. Have a great day.